Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. They serve members with more than just electricity. They've got a community outreach team that works with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging and unique learning experiences. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. Well, we're talking with Read to Succeed's Jolene Rednati today. A lot of things to talk about. It's summertime, but going to talk about the summer slide, and no, it's not the slide in the swing set you're thinking about. Jolene, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Doing good. Good to have you. Thank you for being the doorman here this morning.
Oh, hey. shout out to Tyler, who takes care of us, our UPS gentleman that takes care of pretty much the whole square. And yeah, Read to Succeed, he delivers quite a bit of books. So, you know, always grab the door.
And they're always heavy, yes. I would think. Boxes of books, huh? I know what he brought up here today. He had to, you know, take just a second before going back down the steps. That can be a challenge. So you have steps there at your place?
No.
I didn't think so.
No. I will be switching places at some point because our facility will be sold. So no telling what our new place will be like. So.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, some, I guess, exciting times. I guess it can be a little bit of both, you know, the uncertainty, but And you're right now where Murfreesboro Housing Authority is.
Yes, we're on the backside. We face Walnut Street. And it's a wonderful facility. And the Housing Authority has been just so generous. And wish we could stay longer. But they are going to be, making some decisions. And so they let us know. And so we have to make some decisions.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why you have a very active board. They'll help along the process.
Yes.
Huh? Well, good stuff. Jolene, first of all, why don't we start out by just giving us a little bit of info about Read to Succeed. There, you know, I'm just surprised at the number of people, you know, dozens that move in every day here to Rutherford County, and they may be unaware of Read to Succeed. So kind of tell us what that's about.
So, Brian, Read to Succeed is a nonprofit that has been here in Rutherford County since 2003, so 21 years. We promote literacy for adults and children through programming and events, and we do it all for free. So with children, we do not tutor one-on-one. That is a future goal of mine, but we work with school systems, Mid-Cumberland Head Start, and we provide books for programming. We do book clubs, the high schools and middle schools, actually at a few elementary schools too. We do family literacy nights with the elementary schools, and then we do imagination stations with the Head Starts, the pre-K, reading monthly, giving out those brand new books, high quality text, and then modeling to the parents how to read, and then doing a fun literacy based activity around it. And then on the adult side, we do adult tutoring, one-on-one tutoring for adult basic education. Anyone that needs just help for a certain thing, maybe for their job, they need help with math or science. We can tutor specifically for that. But mostly we work with adults that are looking to obtain their HISET, their high school diploma. It used to be called GED. And then we also do English as second language. We have those classes. They're starting this fall, and they go for like a school year. So we start in the fall, take a break at Christmas, resume, and then we end in spring. And then we also provide conversation hour, help with citizenship. And, you know, we want to make sure that those parents, those adults in our community can read and be self-sustaining, well-rounded, you know, self-sustaining employment, well-rounded citizens. And so then they can in turn help their children and change that trajectory. So everything we do is free, all our tutoring and everything. So speaking of that, though, we're in need of tutors, Brian.
Okay.
Yes. We have a tutor training coming up next Thursday, the 13th at 6 p.m. at our offices. What we are looking for is our wonderful volunteers who do the English as second language classes. We have in-person and online. We have daytime and evening spots. You know, life happens, or they give of that 1 year and they want to take a break. Some are having babies and have new jobs. So we're in need of about 7 tutors for the fall.
Okay.
And as you know, you were telling me the statistic is 22 people a day just in Murfreesboro.
Yeah, something like that. Or yes. Moving into the county.
Right. Mm-hmm. So on average, our immigrant population is probably half of those moving in. And we want to give them the tools that they need to be successful and help within our community be well-rounded, you know, self-sustaining employment and you know, contribute to our community. So the best way to do it is to make sure that they have all the tools to be successful. Our tutors, our tutor training is, it's free. We provide all the materials. It's from 6 to 8:30. Usually it's done around 8. We provide a meal for those folks that are coming to the training, all the materials, like I said, and then we discuss what it looks like. And you don't have to speak the language, Brian. You
well,
just,
that's what
you
I was going
to
ask.
English,
okay.
Yes. And you don't have to have a master's in literacy or anything like that, a high school diploma. And the willingness to want to make a difference in someone's life. Most of our tutors and ESL teachers, those learners become family and friends. I mean, it's a wonderful thing to see the difference you're making in someone's life. To
you
hear,
certainly bond with, I would think, because
you
you're giving them something that maybe they thought was unattainable, really.
Exactly. And you know, for them to have something, yeah, we had a little celebration luncheon with one of the classes and they invited us to come. The tutor did. She had it at her house and all of her class came. They were the Zoom class and she finally got to meet them in person.
Oh, wow.
And one young lady said, I just had my full interview in English and I understood it and could answer it perfectly. I mean, that's a winning, you know, that's a winning moment. And it's all because we have wonderful people in our community that give of their time to be tutors. And our wonderful supporters and partners in the community that help us so we can help them get what they need.
Sure. You were, and Jolene Radnati is here with Read to Succeed. On that, in terms of the time that they would need to set aside to do this, kind of walk us through that. I hate to use the word requirement, but what you really need from a tutor.
Well, when we say for English a second language, it is an average of 10 months. But within there, we follow Rutherford County Schools and Murfreesboro City Schools, you know, schedule. So when they're off on fall break, spring break, holidays, you know, if they have a snow day, we follow all of that. So if you put it all together, it may be 9 months total, but okay. It's, you know, in a 10-month span. You know, and so we're looking at twice a week. If you're an online, if you're a Zoom teacher, you can choose the days. If it's daytime or evening, you can choose the days that week. So they're like an hour and 15 minutes, the classes are. So, you know, if you look at it, maybe a total of 5 hours total a week. That's including your planning time and, you know, actual teaching. And I would say that's putting it on the higher side.
Okay.
But it is a commitment
sure.
for a total of 10 months is what we're asking.
And also, I mean, this is not like they're having to come up with their own curriculum it's just all put together.
Right. We provide everything. I mean, they can come up with their lesson plans. And again, it's not very hard because you're only covering a couple of things because you don't want to overwhelm someone.
Right.
I mean, a new language is hard in itself. But we use the Venture series through Cambridge. It does everything. So, I mean, it's so well laid out. And then our tutor training, like I said, is next Thursday, June 13th. And if anyone's interested, they can call our offices at 615-738-7323, 615-738-READ. And or contact our adult literacy coordinator, Tina Welch, at it's AL coordinator at readsucceed.org.
Okay. We'll put some of this info on the podcast page. That way people can get to it with a quick link as well. And the tutor training, where is it going to be held?
It'll be at our offices.
Okay.
So, and we'll have a great meal provided as well.
Good. Very good. So if you are interested in being a tutor, and again, don't let the... you know, English as a second language thing kind of scare you. You don't have to. You don't have to speak a different language. Present the material, the curriculum, and make a difference.
Yep, That's it. It's easy. It's honestly, it's not any harder than reading and speaking.
Right. Well, good. Hopefully we'll get some folks out there interested in helping out. We did mention at the onset of the interview the summer slide. So kind of refresh our memory. I think we touched on this last time, but what is the summer slide?
Well, Brian, you know, just like us, if you haven't done division in a while and you sat down to do a math problem, you're going to be like, oh, what is this going to this? Like, mm-hmm. you know, if you don't use it, you lose it. Well, the same thing for children with reading. In the summer, we see maybe their score is 98 when they leave school. And then when they come back in the fall, they could drop down to the 70s. That summer slide does happen if they are not being engaged through literacy. And it doesn't necessarily mean sitting down and reading every day. You know, literacy is fun. It's through every, you know, you can find literacy through everything. Board games. You know, do math. You know, you can do games. You know, you have to read Scrabble. I mean, doing fun board games and just making it fun. Getting outside and exploring the world.
Read the menu at the wherever you're going to eat.
Right, cooking with your parents.
Yeah.
Reading the recipe and so there's math involved with that. You know, if you have to do measurements, but also reading how to, you know, make that recipe and how to follow the directions. So it's just about reading and being engaged in the summer. We do recommend reading 20 minutes every day in the evening or if it's a rainy day, but make it fun. Make a fort. You know, take your couch cushions, whatever, and make a fort. I used to read with a flashlight, you know. Now they probably use their cell phone lights, but, you know, make it a fun time and let them choose what they want to read. Studies show that kids enjoy reading if they get to read what they want to read. But you know what freaks me out, Brian? I know it's not a professional way to say freaks me out, but what blows my mind is to learn that through your first through fifth grade, those summer slides and that academic loss actually affects you all the way. We see that there's by ninth grade, that learning loss can be attributed to the summer slides that have added up in your younger years. So
it's you want to continue an upward trend, and yes. It's not an up and down trend that makes it that's the loss that we're talking about.
Exactly. And you know, there's so many great things. We have the most amazing library system in Rutherford County. The Rutherford County Library System, they have reading programs in the summer. They have story time. You can go to Barnes and Noble, they have story time on the weekends. And these kind of places like the library, they have you know, you could do a reading challenge, and they do the same thing at Barnes & Noble, and you can get a free book. I mean, we do have books available for free throughout the community, and there's lending libraries. If people don't know what that means, if you ever see those boxes, they look like little houses in front of some of the buildings and some of the schools or on, like, the bike trails and stuff. Those books are for you to take and read, and you can bring them back if you want, or you can keep them, and you could share another book. So, you know, I kind of like the milk lady when I drive around the community. If I see a lending library empty, I throw books in it.
Oh.
So, you know, just any way you can grab on to a book. And I rather hold the book, but there's stuff online too. Reading for fun, reading in the car, listening to books on tape, just playing just through play or write fun stories. Use your imagination. Doing that engages the children. And we know that if you're a lower social economic, you're in a lower social economic families, there are book deserts as well. You don't have books at home. So make sure you take advantage of the free programs that are in the community and all of our wonderful library systems. And MTSU's library is for the community as well, Brian.
Very true. Mm-hmm. So lots of libraries around, and the books that are just all around the community. Contact you. I bet you can set some up.
And the YMCA or in United Way, part of the Imagination Library with Dolly Parton. They help fund that. So a lot of the donations that go to that go through, you know, for United Way is actually Dolly doesn't pay for everything.
Right, right.
People think. But, you know, when you get those books, if you don't know how to read or if your parents are struggling, let us know, and we'll help the parents, and we'll make sure you get read too.
Sounds good. Jolene Rednati, our guest here today on Rutherford Issues. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks to WGNS.
And we will see you back here next time on News Radio WGNS. Have a great day, everybody.